possible.
I'll get Callus. Take you upstairs.
Before you do, I want to tell you that after all, we have invested our money in Hubbard, Sons, and Marshall cotton manufacturers.
What are you talking about? You haven't seen Ben. When did you change your mind?
I didn't change my mind. I didn't invest the money. It was invested for me.
What?
I had $88,000 worth of Union Pacific bonds in that safe deposit box. They're not there now. Go and look. Go and look, Regina. Those bonds are negotiable's money.
What kind of joke are you playing now? Is this for my benefit?
I don't look in that box very often. But 3 days ago, on Wednesday, it was because I had made
a decision. I won't know what you're talking about.
Don't interrupt me again. Because I had made a decision, I sent for the box. The bonds were gone. $88,000. Gone.
Do you think I'm crazy enough to believe what you're saying?
Believe anything you like.
Where did they go to?
There in Chicago. With Mr. Marshall, I should guess.
And what did they do? Walk to Chicago? Have you really gone crazy?
Leo took the bonds.
I don't believe it.
I wasn't there, but I can guess what happened. This fine gentleman to whom you were willing to marry your daughter took the keys and opened the box. You remember that the day of the fight, Oscar went to Chicago? Well, he went with my bonds that his son Leo had stolen for him. And for Ben, of course, too.
When did you find out the bonds were gone?
Wednesday night.
Well, I thought that's what you said. Oh, this will make a fine story.
Couldn't. But I'm not gonna hold it over their heads.
What?
I'm gonna let them keep the bonds. As a loan from you. An $88,000 loan. They should be grateful to you. They will be, I think.
I see. You are trying to punish me. But I won't let you punish me. You won't do anything about it, then I will, now.
You won't do anything because you can't. It won't do you any good to make trouble, because I shall simply say that I'll lend them the bonds.
You would do that?
Yes. For once in your life, I am tying your hands. There's nothing for you to do.
I see. You're going to lend them the bonds and let them keep all the profit they make on them. And there's nothing I can do about it. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, why did you say that I was making this gift?
Oh, I was coming to that. I'm going to make a new will, Regina, leaving you $88,000 in Union Pacific bonds. The rest will go to Zan. Oh, it's true that your brothers have borrowed your share for a little while. After my death, I advise you to talk to Ben and Oscar. They won't admit anything, and Ben, I think, will be smart enough to see that he's safe. Because I knew about the theft and said nothing. Nor will I say anything as long as I live. Is that clear to you?
You will not say anything as long as you live.
That's right. By that time, they will probably have replaced your bonds, and then they'll belong to you. And nobody but us will ever know what happened. Well, they'll be around any minute to see what I'm going to do. I took good care to see that word reached Leo. They'll be mighty relieved to know that I'm going to do nothing, and Ben will think it all a capital joke on you. That would be the end of that. There's nothing you can do to them. Nothing you can do to me.
You hate me very much.
No.
Oh, I think you do. Well, we haven't been very good together. Anyway, I don't hate you either. I've only contempt for you. I've always had.
From the very first?
I think so.
I was in love with you. Why did you marry me?
I was lonely when I was young.
You were lonely?
Oh, not the way people usually mean. Lonely for all the things I wasn't going to get. Everything in this house was so busy and there was so little place for what I wanted. I wanted the world. And then Papa died and left the money to Ben and Oscar.
with me.
Yes. Well, I thought. But I was wrong. You were a small town clerk then. You haven't changed.
And that wasn't what you wanted?
No, it wasn't what I wanted. It took me a little while to find out I had made a mistake. As for you, I don't know. It was almost as if I couldn't stand the kind of man you were. I used to lie there at night praying you wouldn't come near.
Really? It's as bad as that?
You remember when I went to Dr. Sloan, and I told him he said there was something the matter with me, that you shouldn't touch me anymore?
I remember.
But you believed it. I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand how anybody could be such a soft fool. That was when I began to despise you.
Why didn't you leave me?
Well, I told you I married you for something. It turned out it was only for this. Well, this wasn't what I wanted, but it was something. I never thought about it much. But if I had, I'd have known that you would die before I would. But I couldn't have known that you would get heart trouble so early and so bad. I'm lucky, Horace. I've always been lucky. I'll be lucky again.
Please, tell Addie you have the bottles upstairs.